Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. It really works.
What works?
Is there something that you need, but it does not seem possible? What can you do? Let us listen to two pieces from the Bible, two stories that are not connected, but maybe we can find the answer for our question. I need something. What works? First story. Early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately, the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Let us listen to the second story. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man, he has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Right about now, you are wondering, what is Clyde up to? Well, the first story is about Jesus cursing a fig tree. He wanted something to eat. He went up to this fig tree hoping to find a fig, if it's even one fig, but there was none. Jesus then pronounced a curse on the tree. "You will never bear figs again." That was pretty interesting. But what was more interesting is that the fig tree dried up immediately. Okay, now Jesus, he cursed the tree that it would never die, but maybe that it would never bear fruits. Maybe the tree will live for another 3, 4, 5 years and not bear fruit, and then it will die naturally. But the Bible said that the tree dried up immediately. What is going on? Who curses a tree and then something like that happens? So the guys who were with Jesus, they asked him, "What just happened here? How did it happen? Talk to us." I like Jesus. I really do like Jesus. He gave them a lesson they were not expecting, but something that they would not forget. He told them about faith and what can happen when someone has faith. Notice what he said. "If you have faith and do not doubt, you could do this as well, or even do something bigger and greater, like asking a mountain to go throw itself in the sea." Sounds impossible, right? Well, catch the last line of Jesus' answer to them. "If you guys believe, you will receive what you ask for in prayer." Say that again, Jesus. "If there's something that you need and you pray about it and believe that your prayer works, then it will happen." But how does praying work? Remember, he said that if you have faith and you do not doubt. In other words, if there's something that you need, you can pray about it. But when you pray, you need to have faith that it will happen, like 100% faith, which means that you do not have any doubt at all. Suppose it does not work. What if God does not give me? Jesus said, get rid of the doubt. All you need to do is to believe that, although it looks impossible, that you believe that God can do it. I am going to have faith in God. Okay, put that aside and let us look at the second story that we heard. It is the crucifixion of Jesus. And there are two thieves, each of them who was crucified as well, meaning all three men were going to die shortly. Well, thief number one, he talks to Jesus. "Hey, Jesus, aren't you the Messiah? Why don't you save yourself and then save us too?" Impossible, right? He's saying to Jesus, I heard you are the Messiah, and that as Messiah, you must have done some miracles. So here's your chance to do a big miracle. Come on, Jesus, perform for us. Miraculously, come down from the cross and then get us down too. That sounds like a prayer to me. The second thief must have had a similar desire, but he took a completely different approach. He rebuked his friend and said, bro, what are you saying? Do you not know that this man has not done anything wrong that would cause him to be crucified? But you and I, we have done a lot of bad things, and that is why we are here. Man, stop being foolish. Then he turned to Jesus. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What kind of a request is that? Jesus answered the second guy only, today you will be with me in paradise. Hold on. How comes Jesus answered the second thief, but not the first thief? After all, each of them had a request. Each of them prayed. Remember the first story of the fig tree? Aha. What did Jesus say to his friends about when they have a need? He told them, pray about the need, but your prayer must have faith. Well, right about now, you really want to know what faith is, right? Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Jesus taught his disciples that when you pray to God about something you need, you must have the confidence that God is going to make it happen. You must know that right now it seems impossible. I can't see anything that tells me it is going to happen, but somehow I believe 100% that if I pray about it, it will happen. I am using faith of confidence, faith that has assurance, and I am not going to allow doubt to mess me up. The first thief, he wanted to escape death and he prayed, but he was not convinced that Jesus would do it. So his prayer didn't work. The second thief asked Jesus to take him into paradise when they die later that day. Jesus said to him, my friend, it is done. Your prayer has already been answered because in your prayer, I heard faith. I heard a confidence that I can do it. I heard you express assurance that you know deep down that I can take you to paradise. My friend, what works? Prayer that is packed with faith. It works. The second thief experienced it for himself. My word to you today, when you pray, do not pray with doubt. Pray with faith. It works.